this wood. And,
what about, well, kindling?
And then, well, we had kindling.
Oh, kindling was something else, though.
Yeah, that was a little bitty stuff.
Yeah, the little bitty stuff. That'd be what you call kindling. Well, now,
but the oven, you never asked me, but...
yeah, tell me about that.
But the front was be the four stick. The four stick and the back log. That was the names we had for them. And the other was just wood to us.
And the other was just wood, yeah. Well, now when you'd have to, when you have to clean out the fireplace, you'd have to clean out the
ashes.
And then, you know, like that black stuff that forms like
soot.
Yeah. And do you have that problem with it? Do you have to clean it out?
Well, we didn't have much trouble with that because we'd get an old Sears and Roebuck catalog, Grimm and Grimm Award catalog, and we'd take a whole bunch of that and we'd throw it in the fireplace, a whole bunch of it, and all the blaze would run clean out the top of the, they'd run clean out the top and set that soot on fire in there, and boy, now you talk about sparks flying.
Oh, I bet. Well, how'd you keep the roof from getting on fire?
We just watch it when we was doing that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was usually wet or rainy or something like that. Then when we'd burn it, as young as I recollect, we'd have the biggest time burning that soot.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I wondered what they do about that. Well, now, like in this house where you lived when you were a boy, what did they have to sit on?
Well, we sat on orange grates and lard stands. And the lard stands usually was sorghum in them or honey or something like that that was good to eat.
Well, how long was it before they started having
No, we had chairs, too, to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd make maybe four-legged stools, just taking, put some rounds in them square legs or something like that, and then we'd put our pop on the outer boards or something like that. Use it that way.
What about this long thing like I'm sitting on? What do you call this?
We call it a van. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard anybody call it a sofa?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people.
Well, way back when they first come out, where they'd make a bed, they make a bed out, and they called them sofas. All the time they'd call them sofas.
Mm-hmm. When they first came
out. It's been so long since I heard them called a sofa, I'd forgot it.
Well, that's what I was wondering if you had ever heard that. What about, a piece of furniture that people might have in a bedroom that had drawers in it and stuff to put their clothes in? What did they call that?
Well, it was a big upright like that, why they called it a chiffonier.
If it was big, they call it a chiffonier. Well, what if it was shorter than that?
Some of them, we had one little old piece of furniture that, just a small one, you know, that was called a commode.
Oh.
It really wasn't the name of it or nothing like that, but it was called.
You can say something, Marge. It's all right if you appear on the tape.
That's what they called it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Well, did they have anything like, would this chiffonier have a mirror with it?
No.
No. Well, what about something that had, did this commode piece of furniture have a mirror over it?
No, it didn't have a...